This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Breaking news on The Fan is brought to you by BetQL. Smarter bets start with BetQL. Get 3 free days of BetQL access by downloading the BetQL app or visiting BetQL.com. Danny, the breaking news: Dan Quinn telling reporters just minutes ago, Austin Eckler has already been ruled out, will not play in Arizona. That obviously means he's likely not going to make the trip to Arizona as well. Cleveland Farrell already ruled out, interestingly enough. So that injury he suffered last week, more serious than just a day-to-day situation. But more importantly, maybe the star early on of this offense for the Commanders through 3 games, Austin Eckler, ruled out, will not play on Sunday. He will be on our show at 5 p.m. on Friday, so we'll get an update on how he's feeling. We'll preview the game with him at that time.
Yeah, certainly been their most effective per-touch player, right? I mean, just the burst he's shown, the kind of the easy button, taking some of the short little, you know, I don't want to call them gimmicky things, but that are meant to just help move the chains a little bit or stay ahead of the chains. He's converted to the first downs. I mean, you saw the start of the game, right? 8-yard carry, 8-yard little flip pass that they get your first down. Later on, a bubble screen that he takes for 15, 16 yards. He's been so effective and is such a weapon for this offense. You can't overuse it, right? You can't have him bash between the tackles like you do Brian Robinson because of wear and tear. Just such a bummer, man, because he was off to such a blistering start for this offense.
I agree that you don't want to overuse it. I do think still there's a big gap between how much they're using him and overusing him.
Agreed.
To the point where I would push the gas pedal down a little more. Like, I know someone will say, he just got hurt. It was a fluky thing. He got hit in the side of the helmet. It was a concussion. It wasn't like it was a usage fatigue thing. He had 2 carries against the Bucs. I'd like to see that number be in the 5 to 7 range. He had 8 against the Giants, averaged about 5 yards per. And then he had 3 for 35 with a 24-yard touchdown and a half against the Bengals. We were probably on our way to a 5 or 6 carry game for him against Cincinnati if he didn't get hurt, which is kind of the floor of where I want it to be. Mm-hmm. The good thing is, as a receiver, 4 catches in week 1, 3 catches in week 2, 2 catches in week 3.
Well, again, on his way in week 3, yeah.
And a half of football, that would have been a 5-6 catch game perhaps. Like, the touches are going to be there. 6 in week 1, 11 in week 2. 5.5 of football in week 3. They just got to find a way to incorporate him, but not having him is going to be a significant blow. We'll talk a lot more as the week goes on about how they try to replace him. The next man up at running back is Jeremy McNichols. McNichols had a really nice blitz pickup where he just de-cleated a linebacker that's gone viral in one of the few plays where he was noticeable on the field on Monday Night Football, but it's a lot more Brian Robinson thumping and Robinson catching the football out of the backfield.
You would think, yeah.
Could be a really, really big game for him in terms of touches and opportunities against Arizona. But Austin Eckler ruled out. This was Dan Quinn with reporters just a bit ago.
Yeah, we'll be. Austin won't make it, you know, for the game. And it's the right call for him, not on our short week to go. We'll have a chance to see what next week looks like then. But we do have a lot of confidence. It's one of the groups that we have a deep crew that can roll strong. And so when called upon, we're certainly ready to do that. And we're also excited for J-Mac. He's somebody, you know, hasn't got a lot of touches, a lot of opportunities, but I do know that he is somebody, when given those chances, he does not miss his ops.
That's Dan Quinn from earlier today. Remember, they're out in Arizona where they're practicing at a college campus for a few days ahead of the Sunday game now with the Cardinals. Bummer, man.
Yeah, it just stinks. I feel for the guy.
I do like, though, finding out this early in the week in terms of planning. We've had Jay Gruden on our show for 3 years now.
That's a good point.
One of the things that's come up a few times is with really instrumental parts of the offense, he would have to tear up his play plan, his play sheet, and his game plan right before a game sometimes when a guy would be ruled out that they thought was trending in the right direction. Or if there was, you know, a game time decision, let's say, where they thought, hey, if he gets cleared, we're going to fly him out here, we're going to play him, he would have to do two game plans. And there's only so many hours in the day. So I actually think possibly, maybe this is just me being optimistic, but by knowing on Wednesday that he's not going to play, if you're Cliff Kingsbury, from really last night on, all systems are go on a B-Rob heavy, McNichols friendly game plan where you're not trying to do Eckler things with somebody else. You're doing what they do well. That might be okay.
Yeah, it's you can recover better that way for sure. And just to McNichols specifically, you saw in the preseason. Now, he is not Austin Eckler. Okay, they don't make many of that guy. But he's the most Austin Eckler-like among those running back candidates that we thought might make the team from the preseason. You think of Wiley or Chris Rodriguez or some of the other guys that were kind of vying for that spot. And this was a McNichols is that blitz pickup, third down back style guy who's, you know, kind of backing up Eckler figuratively, right? And he made the club, and you saw his impact once Eckler went out. Again, he's not going to put up huge numbers, but that's why he's here, is, you know, to enhance the passing game.